Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship today. I hope you're feeling suitably in need of exercise and in all sorts of ways. And I also hope that you all have a goodie bag. Does everyone have their goodie bag? If you don't have your goodie bag yet, please make sure you get one because you'll need it. You'll be sad if you don't have it. But let's start our worship by singing "What a Mighty God We Serve." Just sit down. We'll just open with a word of prayer. Loving God, we just thank you for bringing us together this morning to worship you and praise you and to celebrate that you are indeed our mighty God and that with you nothing is impossible. We just pray now that you will enter our lives and our hearts as we worship today and bring us closer to you. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. If you could look in your goodie bag, which I'm told reliably you all have, you will find one piece of alfoil. I need you to take it out. Don't lose all the other things, but you need that. And first of all, I would like to congratulate you all, because just by coming to church today, you've already won the prize. Give yourselves a cheer. Hooray! All right. Unfortunately for you, the prize is that you've got to make it. Now, here's a little something I prepared earlier. It's a trophy cup, and it's genuinely made out of alfoil. You now have 2 minutes to make your own trophy cup, because you're so good that you need an award. Okay, finish up. Let's hold the cups up. Hooray! What a marvellous set of cups they are. There's some really good ones. Oh, Glenda's looks like a champagne goblet. I like that for an idea. So does Phyllis's. I'll have to see them after church. That looks very good. Okay. Don't wreck that cup, because that cup is to remind you about being the greatest. So what I'm going to do now is press the button and take us into a scripture reading, and we'll hear what Jesus had to say about who was greatest. Who was the greatest? Okay, this is a reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, beginning at verse 35. Okay. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do?" said Jesus. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." "You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with, but to sit at my right or my left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." When the ten heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them all together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom for many." Well, imagine that. Your friend comes up to you and says, "I want you to do something for me, anything I ask." Right. I think the first thing I'd say would be, "I think I'll wait until I hear it before I agree." So they say, "Right, well, what we want is to be the greatest. We want to be your best friend. We want to be the one who sticks by you. You're the first one I'll be the first one you turn to no matter what." That'd be a bit hard, wouldn't it? Because you've got a lot of friends. And besides, being great maybe won't always be great. For Jesus said that being great was quite different. When you think of someone being great and winning that beautiful trophy, you think maybe they're the best at doing something. Jesus said that the thing they had to be best at to be the greatest for God was to be the best at being a servant. Now that doesn't sound a very great thing. I don't think I'd want an award for that. I don't think that's quite what his friends had in mind. But Jesus said, if you want to be great, you have to be the servant. You have to serve other people. Some of you would remember at Father Steve's commissioning service, Father Steve did something that showed that he is a servant. He washed the feet of some people. Maybe there's someone here whose feet he washed. Maybe he doesn't remember whose feet he washed. They were symbolic of all of you anyway, because he is our leader, but he's also our servant. And Jesus said anyone who leads is a servant. And if you want to be the greatest, you have to be the servant of everyone. Now, I want you to take your beautiful, amazing cup, trophy cup, and I want you to turn it into a cross to remind you that Jesus said that the way to be the greatest and get the best trophy, and there's some pretty nice trophies up there too on the chart, but the way to be the greatest is to be the servant. And there's mine that I prepared earlier. And let's hold up your crosses and see if you've finished making those. Or do I need to? Oh, there's some really good ones there. Tracy, that's excellent. Oh, Kelly's done a flat one. Oh, Father Steve, that's great. Lucy, that's really good. Ben, that's amazing. That's beautiful. Well done. Well done. So you can take that home with you. You can put it back in your goodie bag. Don't wreck it. And take it back home and remind yourself that when you think you need a prize, the real prize of following Jesus is being a servant. And the real trophy is the love and the respect you get of following Jesus. The next slide is just a quiet reflection. So just watch this and have a listen. Video inspired you to think about ways that you can be a servant for Jesus. Think about ways, it doesn't have to be a big thing, it might only be a very small thing that you can do to show someone that you follow Jesus and that you love them the same as he does. Let's now affirm our trust in God's mercy and confess that we need forgiveness. Lord God, you created this world and made us in your own image. Forgive us when we turn away from you. Lord God, through your Son, you overcame evil and death,
Rescue us from slavery to sin.
Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, you restore us to fellowship with you and with one another.
Breathe your love and freedom into our lives.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Okay, for our next activity, you need some more things out of your goodie bag. This time, you need to take your cake wrapper, cake paper, your small disc with star on it, and your piece of ribbon. We are going to make a prize rosette. It's amazing. I made this one earlier. Isn't it beautiful? You too can make that. You've got a red one? That's great. It looks like a Christmas one. Okay, it's quite easy to make. Everything is prepared. What you need to do is peel the double-sided sticky tape off. Don't lose the pen, by the way, because you'll need that later. James has already finished his because he's speedy. Probably did it while we were talking. But peel this double-sided sticky off the back of the disc. Stick it onto the middle of the coloured side of your patty paper. Peel the double-sided sticky tape off the back of the patty paper and stick the ribbon on it. What a star you are. Okay, how's that going? Has everyone made a beautiful prize rosette? It's colourful anyway, isn't it? And if you can use part of the sticky tape that's on the back to make it stick to you if you're clever. Some people have done that. I haven't. There we are. Now it might work. Or you can tack it under your name tag. But having done that, I'm now going, has everyone done it? Yep. All right, what I'm going to get you to do during the greeting of peace is to award your prize rosette to another member of the congregation when you pass the peace with them. So I want you to pass not only the peace and say the peace be with you, but to say thank you for being a servant for Jesus and give them your prize rosette. Maybe someone will give you one as well. Maybe you can swap it around a whole lot of times and get a whole lot of prizes, but you'll only keep one because you'll keep passing them on. So everybody please stand with your prize rosette. The Lord be with you. We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Well, congratulations, everyone, on your awards for being fantastic servants. That's a treasure that you can keep. Now, we're going to sing another song, Every Move I Make. So let's see you do some moving. sit down again, everyone, please. Now, something that James and John forgot when they were talking to Jesus and wanted to be the greatest was that running the race of life with Jesus is not an individual activity. It's a team activity. Hands up if you have ever been in a team. Okay, hands down. Hands up if you can identify the sport that's being played, run on the screen. Jill, a relay race is the correct answer. Hands up if you have ever been in a relay race. Okay, hands down, hands up if you were any good at it. Any trophy winners? You might be sorry you've put your hand up, because in a little while we're going to be talking about that. Something that's really important in a relay race is to pass the baton on to the right person at the right time and not to drop it. Isn't that right, Jill? That's right. And sometimes what happens is a runner will drop the baton and they'll lose time having to pick it up and pass it on. So we're going to watch something you don't often see at church, which is the men's 4x100 relay race.
On your marks.
Jamaica in six, Trinidad in between them. Those are the favourites for the medals. Men's 4x100 metres finals, and Kitson Nevis, Italy, Britain, United States, Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica, Poland, France.
Carter leads off for Jamaica, Joel Kimmins for the USA. Carter's gone very strongly indeed, running out there in lane six, but Trinidad and USA have him in his sights. Those three nations are first. All successful baton changes now. Jamaica with Freighter. USA running well is Justin Gatlin, the former champion. Freighter will hand on to the individual 100-meter champion, Johan Blake, and Jamaica are in the lead. Then USA and Trinidad. It's Jamaica all the way, and it's Usain Bolt who takes it. Oh, there's a fall! Oh no, once again a tragedy for the USA and indeed for Trinidad, leaving Usain Bolt to come home supreme style, and 37.04 is on the clock. It's a world record.
Okay, so did you notice a few things about that relay race? Did you see them passing the baton? You didn't see them? You needed quick eyes because they were very quick about it. Did you see the guy who fell over? That was a shame. So he got out of the race. So his team, although it was only one person on the team who'd fallen, everyone in the team fell over, figuratively, because they couldn't win. They needed all people in their team to participate to win. Now, I need four volunteers. Four coordinated volunteers. It can be children, it can be adults, it can be people who've won prizes at being in a relay race. I'm not going to make you run, but I'm just going to make you watch this to start with. Here we are. Watch these guys passing the batons.
Go. One, two, three, four,
Okay, you got the hang of it? See how it's done? I need four volunteers to make it happen. Okay, I've got one, two, three, four. Okay, four all about the same size. Here's a baton I prepared earlier. Okay, so, no, you only need one at this point. So get into line across here. First one starts about here. Get nice distance behind, not too close. Three, Oh, Nick, oh, you were my fourth one. You're just a bit too tall, so I'll get you with an adult one. Okay. So, Liam, stretch your baton out behind. Just everybody do the marching thing with your hands. Do your marching thing and pass it back. That's right. And pass it back. Swing your arms. Other hand, Georgia. Swing your arms. Everybody just swing your arms and stop passing the baton. Just swing your arms. Swing your arms. That's it. Good. Now, pass the baton again. Oops, don't drop the baton. Ah, good example. Okay, pass the baton. Forward you go. There you go. Here you go, pass this one as well. Complicate things. Look out, there's another one coming now. Oh, two coming, look out. Hey, these kids are pretty good. Swing the arms. Oh, drop the baton. Okay, give them a clap, everyone. Thank you, kids. I wonder if I've got any adults who would like to have a go. Come on, Catherine Wood. Oh, come on, Catherine. Catherine, come. Yep. Marina, Kelly, good. There's three girls. I think we need to shame the boys. All right, who's a boy that's going to volunteer? Come on, James. Yeah, come on down. Okay, do you want to start with one at first, girls? Okay, quick. Okay, keep going. Yep. Well, Marina's got two. Oh. I dropped it. Okay. Oh, other hand. Yeah. Okay, here you go. Have a second one, Catherine. There you go. And pass the other side, yep. Yeah. Okay, swing your arms, guys, swing your arms. I think the kids were better. What do you reckon? Okay, thank you very much. Give them a clap. Well done, everyone. So, that was a bit of fun. Just as well we had that song about moving beforehand to get you all loosened up. Now it's your turn. We just did that one. Now, the next activity, you need the last remaining item in your goodie bag, which is a pen. When we talk about passing the baton, we've been talking about passing the baton in a relay race. What we're going to think about now is our Christian journey, our journey with Jesus, as a relay. It doesn't work unless we pass the baton on. If the first runner in that relay race had kept the baton and said, "No, I'm going to keep it, I'm not giving it over to you," the team would have lost. So what I'm going to do is pass one of these batons around the church. On it, I want you to write something that you would pass on about your Christian journey. Some advice. It could be quite simple. It might just be trust in Jesus. But it might be something much more complicated. But it's got to fit on the baton. And it's something that you, with all your wisdom, everyone has some, is going to, or it might be a love heart. Oh, that'd be a good one. Something that you can pass on to the next person. So I'm going to start with two. I'm going to put one at the back and one at the front and see if both of them can get filled up. If you've already written on one, still write on the other one. See what we pass on. And we can just keep it passing throughout the rest of church. Everybody write something different on the baton. You can write the same thing on both batons if that's a particular great insight that you have, or you can write a different thing because you're clever and you have a lot of different things to say. But the important thing is to keep the baton moving. and it can move all through the rest of the church service. And at the end of church, we'll have some beautiful batons full of really good things to pass on about our Christian faith, about our walk with Jesus. And it's important to remember that we don't only pass the baton on in church, we pass the baton on to every person we meet every day. You can do that quite simply by smiling at them and saying good morning. I hope they don't give you a bunch of fives. Or you might do something to help people, like we saw in that video. Somebody who's feeling lonely or can't manage to put their shopping in the car, you might be able to help them to do that. It's all sorts of ways that you can help people and serve them by passing on the baton. But for now, let's stand and share a statement of faith. If you've got the baton, just keep it passing and it'll pass through the rest of church. It doesn't all have to happen straight away. Let's now stand and share a statement of faith.
We believe in one God, who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end.
This is our faith.
We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning, Dad. Well, here we are in your wondrous place. Thank you for creating for us. It is so beautiful. How amazing it has been this week to see your awesome power in the cleansing rain, the thunder, and the lightning we witnessed. Thanks for just about everyone coming through it safely without too much damage. Dad, we play Christmas and pray for blessing of this world as much as we pray for our part in it. We pray for the peoples of many nations where peace is not commonplace. Dad, give courage to everyone who is forced to suffer at the hands of those who disrupt calmness and peace through their desire to destroy and do damage. We pray for the leaders of these, in fact all countries of the world, to govern with truth, with justice and with fairness. We pray for all our levels of government, federal, state and local, that they too will be faithful in their commitment to giving us a safe, bountiful and plentiful lifestyle here in Australia. We pray for those in our community, though, who struggle to make ends meet on a daily basis. Dad, place people in their path who can help them through their tough times, whether those times be financial, personal, emotional, or spiritual. God, in your mercy. And Dad, we pray for our parish, our family, for Steve and for Glenda, for all our retired, who aren't really retired, the clergy, and all those who play an active part in our daily life, in our daily work, as part of our family. Dad, let our family come alive with the power of your Spirit. We know that sometimes we will fail, so forgive us. We know that sometimes we will doubt, so direct us. You know that we try to persevere, so continue to encourage us. Help us to see new opportunities to witness and give service for your sake. Keep us safe and keep us spirit-filled. Set our hearts on fire to spread your word. As we mission for you, give us those quiet times as well where we can hear your voice of encouragement through all that white noise the world sends us. God, in your mercy. Dad, we pray for the many of us and for those nigh to us who aren't very well. Give them comfort. Give them peace. Lay your healing hand on their shoulders. Envelop them in the warm hug of your love. We also thank you for those who care for them and for those who support them. Lord, in your mercy. Dad, you've taught us to run the good race. Remind us that when we win by good, that let us win by giving rather than getting. By having things we need rather than having things we want. By serving rather than being served. You've shown us through your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, that our ultimate prize is you in our lives. Our rock, our light, our stability, our dad. We have already won the prize, the gold medal, the trophy in you. Guide us as we continue to run towards you and run into the future with you and for you. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Dad, thanks for listening. Receive these, our prayers, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who so long ago opened to us all had prayed. Our Father,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Thank you. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, gracious God, for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, share his body and blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his friends and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, "This is my blood poured out so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me." Fill us with your Spirit, that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. Be known to us, Lord Jesus, in the breaking of the bread. Amen.
Your eye is on the sparrow, and your hand, it comforts me. Understand, for your glory.
Living God, in this holy meal you fill us with new hope. May the power of your love give us courage and bring us to the joys you promise. Amen. Before we have the handout, should we hear some of the wisdom on the battens? Okay, I'll read one, you can read one.
Sure.
Say every day, God loves me.
God is faithful.
Be an encourager.
Step out in faith.
God's love never ends.
Trust in Jesus.
Join a Bible study group.
Just have a go. Step out in faith.
God is always with you.
Love your neighbour.
Carpe diem. Who knows what that means? Seize the day.
Miracles happen.
Persevere.
He will love you always.
When things get tough, lean back into the love of God.
Let go and let God. That was the same one, really, wasn't it?
Talk to God.
Love Jesus.
Nothing is impossible for God.
You are deeply loved.
And be kind to one another.
Helping people.
Very good. Well,
wow,
thank you for all that
really
wisdom.
Good things to pass on there.
Yeah.
Well done, you all.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So before we have the grace, I'd just like to ask you to join me in giving Janet a big clap for putting the service together this morning. Thank you, Janet. That was
absolute pleasure. I have a lot of fun.
That was very well done. And next year we're actually looking at forming a little team to get together to put our intergenerational services together through the year. And I guess one of the biggest challenges that we'll face in that is trying to get those people to come along who are normally here who don't come on intergenerational service. I don't think they know what their good fun they're missing out on. So maybe you can give them put a bit of a word in their ear next time that this is a really great service to be a part of. And we don't actually worship for ourselves anyway. We worship for each other. So let's stand for the grace. And let's open our arms and receive from the Lord and bless each other the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. And we sing, I Want That Crown.
Now, this song, do you think we should do a conga line with this one, Father?
Well, whatever.
I was.
Oh, we can just dance like we normally
dance,
do, whatever
just
we
dance
like.
Dance around. If you're going to form a conga line, just remember it's a bit like a relay race. You have to go at the pace that suits the people around you, otherwise someone will get left behind, and we don't want that. Let's sing.
Well, I want that crown, so I run track now. And I pace myself so I don't pass out. Well, I plan my route, won't be running wild. And I'll keep this world from flagging me down, 'cause I am God's child. And I want that crown. Just one prize, and I will not keep on looking all around till the finish line.